You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, September 8th, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com as we wind up your work week. A little quick technical note here. I have made a slight correction to the mailing address for Sven Longshanks, starting on yesterday's Daily Nationalist show with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. As far as I know, I will be sharing letters with Longshanks. I haven't decided if that's going to be on Monday's Daily Nationalist or on the Tuesday Parish of the Patriots show. I haven't figured that out yet. But one of those two shows, I do have a note to pass on from Sven. And in that, he did the correction. As far as I know, he hasn't had any problem getting your mail. It's just simply the addition of Wales into the address. So you might take a look at that for your future letters. And again, I as far as I know, there hasn't been any issue with him receiving your letters thus far, but this might help speed things along, and we don't want to have any hiccups. Your work week is hopefully winding down. Hopefully you're not stuck working on the weekend, but fortunately many people are. But I do continue to try to hold up Sven's tradition of trying to be fairly lighthearted for the Friday show. Sometimes it's I don't know if it's more difficult or if it's that I tend to laugh at everything. So I don't know if being lighthearted on Fridays is hard or not. Anyway, for whatever's brought to you here, I'm glad you're finishing out your week with us here at Radio Albion. I was thinking about the saying, you know, and it's got several variations, but basically, whom the gods would destroy first, they make mad, or whom the Lord would bring to destruction, he first brings to madness, something along that lines. And the thing about old sayings, and I do, I love classical sayings because things such as this, they hold truth. They stick around because they hold truth. If you look at the crazy world going on around us, a lot of the stuff that's going on, we know that in one form or another, this is not sustainable. The things that are being promoted as truths now, which are obviously lies, these will not be being repeated 100 years from now. Because they don't stick around. Things that hold truth become sayings, and they get repeated generation after generation because people cleave to these things because they hold truth. Those whom the Lord would bring to destruction, he first brings, you know, first makes mad, first makes him go crazy. And this is so evident in the clown world around us. This, the truth of this saying, is evident in the world around us. We call it clown world because it's become absurd. And today's story we're going to reference is really highlights this. And now there's no way you can look at a story like this without, you know, having this backdrop that we are in World War III. And it's funny because I'm seeing more and more, I guess you would say, mainstream sources are now starting to admit that we are in World War III. The main opposing factions have not officially started trading shots yet, but every day we're getting closer and closer to that very reality. You can't just sit here and the West is sending all of these weapons and bragging about this as a great investment because we're killing Russians and we're weakening Russian. And then they try to use their word magic and turn around and say, oh, but we're not actually a part of this conflict. When obviously, and in every observable way, what they are. A wise person would bear in mind that in a conflict such as this, the other side has a say. They act as though they use their legalese and say, well, we're not a party. We're not directly involved in the conflict. We're not a party of the conflict. But if the other side decides, yes, you are, and it's worth escalating on their part, then you're going to get a rude awakening. Like how they act as though, well, we might decide to go ahead and freeze the conflict where it is, as if the other side doesn't have a saying. And I saw a story the other day where some woman government representative went over to China and lectured them about what they better had and hadn't do concerning appeasing American corporate interests, as if, you know, they can dictate to the world. It's all madness. They act as though things, you know, they are in control of everything, as though they're gods of the world. And yet the world is very much aligning against them. And you see this is from Africa to the Middle East. Everybody, all of these different nations are picking a side. And you can put it in the context of BRICS or the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or NATO or whatever. But the reality is we're seeing all of these different countries are being forced. Everybody's picking a side. When you have countries in South America basically choosing whether or not they're aligning with Russia and China or the U.S., I mean, it's observable reality that everybody's picking a side. That tells us this conflict's not going away anytime soon. When you bear in mind the idea that we have this backdrop that this is escalating, I mean, and could very well become, you know, a hot conflict, but directly between the U.S. and its puppet states and Russia and China and the rest of the world, for that matter, because of so much of the world's population is choosing that other side, while you have these decrepit puppet states in Europe, the U.S., the U.K., Japan, South Korea, etc., on the other side. And this could very well, you know, go hot, which means it could very well go nuclear. And when you look at the people, and this is getting us closer to our story today, you look at the people who are allegedly in charge of these things. There are politicians. Now, granted, we all know that they themselves are in many ways just mere puppets. Yet at the same time, they are the ones that the people look to. You know, the perception that these are the people who are in charge. These are the people who are taking part and making the decisions that could ultimately lead to a nuclear bomb going off in London, nuclear bomb going off in a city near you, a missile landing and killing tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. We look to the leadership, the politicians that are allegedly in charge of these countries. And you have to say that those whom the Lord would destroy, first he brings them to madness, causes them to go mad. Our story today comes from RT, as many of our stories tend to do. And the headline is, UK ready for trans prime minister, MP tells prankster. Jamie Wallace tells Vovan and Lexis that a transgender British leader is the ultimate thing the Tory party politician holds on to. Now, you have to remember, for those of you who are not in the UK, the Tories are basically Britain's version of the Republicans. I've said it here, and those of you who've been longtime listeners know that Sven Longshanks and I have gone back and forth. I'm like, why? You know, why are the Tories? You know, they're so awful. And it's just a testament to how awful the other parties are, that this is the Conservative Party. The Conservative Party in Britain are the Tories. And here you got someone like Jamie Wallace. It was funny because I did a search for Jamie Wallace for images, because we have an image here that I'll probably wind up using for the show. But I wanted to look up some other images. And apparently the only images that will come up are pre-transition. Needless to say, there's not a whole lot of difference here. And no matter which images you look at of this person, pre or post transition, the first thing that comes to my mind is this is not the face of somebody you would let babysit your young children. The UK's first and only transgender member of parliament, Jamie Wallace, has spoken to Russian pranksters Vovan and Lexis, sharing hopes of a future trans prime minister of Britain and applauding that British children are now questioning their gender. You know, you've got this notion of progress that they sell to us, but it's only, you know, looking at things logically, it's only progressively getting worse. It's amazing to me that they claim, they always attach some sort of emotionalism on this. You know, you don't want people to feel bad. Well, how would you feel if you were this person and you were denied your existence? You're denied yourself, who you are. Your reality needs to be acknowledged by other people, which is, of course, silly. There is only reality. There's no such thing as your reality. I hear this term, your truth. Well, what is your truth? Is this as if it varies from person to person? No, it does not. There is only truth. There's only reality. There's no such thing as your personal truth. That's bullshit. It's just lies you're telling yourself that you want everybody else to go along with. There's only the truth. There's only reality. They attach this emotionalism to these things and say, if we're just nicer to people, if we're just more accepting, then everything's going to get better. They attach this emotionalism so you don't look at the logical outcome of their actions. This person is applauding that British children are now questioning their gender, and yet we know that suicide rates for this particular demographic of society is multiple times higher than everyone else. Why would you celebrate more children are starting to be put down, you know, going down this path that we know observably leads to a higher suicide rate? Why would you celebrate this as progress? In what world is this where things are getting better? Because the average person thinks of progress means things are getting better. But we're progressively heading down into the abyss. We're progressively going downhill. This person is literally celebrating the idea that more children are starting to set on a path that is going to lead more of them to killing themselves. But this is celebrated a progress. Now they'll try to blow this off and say, no, the only reason more of them are killing themselves, more of them kill themselves, is because it's your fault. Because society is not more accepting, does not embrace their truths. But there is no their truths. There is only the truth. After that, you have lies. You have people who are demanding that you go along with their lies. It is utter madness. You look at this person here, this Jamie Wallace, and you look at the picture here. This person isn't even trying. They're trans? They're not even trying. It's in your face. It's madness. And they demand that you go along with their madness. Believing that he was speaking, and kudos to RT for using the proper pronouns here, believing that he was speaking with Garry Kasparov, the former chess grandmaster and outspoken Russian dissident, the Welsh politician pointed out that the UK already has a premier of Indian descent in Rishi Sunak, and that Downing Street has recently seen three female leaders. We are on our way towards a transgender PM, Wallace said, noting that that is the ultimate thing that I hold on to. We're just checking off the boxes of madness. They never tell you how any of this alleged progress, you know, everyone knows they attach emotionalism to it. And they never, ever tell you what's going to be better. Okay, you've got, and what an insult to Rishi Sunak that you've got the Indian prime minister now running the country. This tells you colonialism, by the way, is a bad idea. You wind up here. But what an insult that you're lumping that in with this other. Nevertheless, they don't ever tell you how is this going to be better. You've got an Indian prime minister. Things better than they were 30, 40, 50 years ago in the UK? Now that you have an Indian prime minister. Give us a measurable way. The only thing that you can measure it as better is you don't have a white person in charge. You don't have a actual British person, whether they be English or Welsh or whatever. You don't have an actual white person in charge, particularly a white male. We've got women. We've had women. Yes, Liz Truss. Liz Truss was just absolutely amazing. She was so amazing that she set records for the shortest lived prime minister ever. She was a train wreck. But you see, it doesn't matter. It's progress. There wasn't a white man in there. And the next level of progress is you're going to get the mentally ill. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, I'm sorry. Look at this guy. Does this look like, hey, he's an MP. Maybe he could be your next British Prime Minister. Look in that face and tell me this isn't the face of madness. And it's the face that represents a society that's gone completely mad. During a 16-minute conversation posted on the notorious Russian prankster's Rumble account, Wallace also advocated the promotion of transgenderism in schools, and welcomed the fact that many more underage children were beginning to have doubts about their gender identity. Now, contrary to all the accusations of the hatred that gets slung this way, I'm actually sympathetic to people that actually have gender dysphoria. I don't think this guy has gender dysphoria, by the way. But there are people that actually have this condition where they in their minds really feel as though they are the opposite sex. I think that's fairly well recorded. There are people with this condition, but it's a very, very small minority of people that actually suffer from gender dysphoria. But it is an actual condition, and I'm sympathetic towards these people. I mean, but however many number of the daily transitionalists that Sven and I basically wound up doing there for quite some time here on Fridays. You know, I've always said, look, I believe that there are people that do have this. I don't believe this idiot has this. This guy's just nuts but now they're promoting this. You know, and like I said, I've always been sympathetic because I think it would be a really hard thing to deal with. To not be able to accept, you know, the body that you live in, you know, the body that you exist in and how you exist in this world. And instead, we're now at the point, not only do we not try to get people like help dealing with this, we're actually promoting it. Remember, it wasn't that long ago. It was officially sanctioned as, you know, a form of mental illness. And now we've gone from that to we're actually promoting what was once considered a form of mental illness. We're promoting that and celebrating it. It's utter madness. We're celebrating it in our children. We're promoting it in the children, promoting it in the schools. Wasn't it not that long ago they were telling us that they weren't actually promoting this in the school? I guess we've blown past that now. They're just going ahead and openly admitting it. It's not hard to see that the next step of progress to this is why if children can decide their own gender, why can't they consent to sex with adults? The P is always looming large in the alphabet community. It still remains unspoken. That's what the plus is for. I always tell everybody that's what the plus is for the P because they're not ready to put the P, but they will. At some point, as we continue to progress into the abyss, we will reach a level of progress where we can openly then talk about the P. Of course, first they'll deny it, but eventually they will just go ahead and shove it in your face and say, this too is progress. So now we're making progress in convincing children to be mentally ill. A lot of these people are going along with this as fads, and we know that young people, especially teenagers and those in their early teens especially, they have hormones raging through their body, they get confused about what's going on themselves, and they tend to follow trends and things that are promoted. I mean, it's just how it is. And a lot of these people are going on. But here's the problem. You know, it ain't like going on, like it ain't like it used to be. And you thought it was cool, you like everybody else, and you growing a mullet. And then you look back now and you're my age and you look at these pictures and maybe you had a mullet back in the day and you're like, man, don't look at that. That's embarrassing. I had a mullet. I always like to put the French on the term. I had a mullet. Sounds a little more extravagant. You had a mullet. Maybe you was out there like trying to look like Billy Ray Cyrus doing that achy breaky heart nonsense. It was horrible. Not me. That was always horrible. But anyway. The thing is, young people go along with these trends, and when a mullet was cool, people were walking around rocking their mullets, and they all thought it was cool as hell. Now it's embarrassing. You look back, and everybody cringes at those awful pictures from your high school yearbook or whatever the hell. And here's the thing, you can cut the mullet off. they're steering the young people on these trends and fads and confusing, taking advantage of their confused state. To promote actions taking place that can't be undone. You have young females cutting their breasts off, not because they have breast cancer. For years, we've heard how traumatizing it is for a woman to have to have one or both of her breasts removed because of breast cancer. And sure, I'm sure that is. I'm sure that's very traumatizing. But yet now we have perfectly healthy young women who are cutting their breasts off for a fad, for something that's just a trendy fad, a mass psychosis, madness being promoted to young people. You can't go back and undo that. It ain't like a mullet. You can't go back and fix your screwed up looking hair. You know, you can change your fashion sense and quit wearing bell bottoms or skinny jeans or whatever the fad. Back in my day, back in the 80s when I was like in school, Jordache jeans. Man, that was the thing. Boys, girls, everybody. If you were in the in crowd, you had them Jordache jeans. I never had the Jordache jeans. I basically wore the same clothes I wore now. Not literally, but pretty much the same thing. But for a lot of the trendy kids, all the trendy young people, is them Jordache jeans. Again, you can change your jeans, but once you cut your breasts off, you ain't coming back from that. Once you start taking these hormone blockers, you don't know what the long-term effects are. They keep trying to say, oh, well, this doesn't hurt anything. They say there's no problem, but it's like they're a safe and effective vaccine. They can't tell you what the long-term study is because you are the long-term study. It wasn't that long ago. There was a very rigid, you had to jump a bunch of obstacles if you wanted to do a sex change operation. You had to go through years and years and years of therapy. And you damn sure had to be an adult. And you had to go through years and years of therapy and identifying as a woman and or a man or whatever. Back then, it was mainly primarily men trying to become women. And they had to go through years and years of therapy and see this therapist. And then they could maybe start taking some hormones. And they had to start presenting as female and learning to live with that. And it was almost set up to like discourage you from taking that final step. And now it's probably a bigger deal for a young person to go get their driver's license than it is to go start taking these hormone blockers or female hormones or wherever they're at in this stage of madness. They don't know what the long-term effects are. What are the long-term effects of putting a 12-year-old on hormone blockers if 10 years from now they start coming off of all of that? They don't know. It's all an experiment. An experiment done in the name of supposed progress. The MP also claimed to have spoken to gay soldiers in the Ukrainian military who have asked for donations of sex toys from the West. I think sex toys is going to be tough. I don't even have to insert the joke here. Yeah, it's the jokes. They write themselves. But anything to do with hygiene or prevention of sexually transmitted diseases is a definite one. So condoms, lubricants, cleaning equipment. I have no idea what the hell that is. I'm not going to try to find out. Y'all do your own damn research. Things like that would be absolutely not a problem. So while you live in the UK and you can't pay your electric bill, I saw the other day where some UK person was saying that you should stand in a shower and collect the water in a bucket or something. I've read articles where they're telling people in the UK, like, you know, you need to learn this winter, like, you don't really have to heat your home. What's so bad about freezing? It's the new form of progress. But hey, lube for the Ukraine. There we go. You know, when you hear about they're sending non-lethal aid, maybe it's going to be lube and dildos for the gay soldiers. Does anybody really think this idiot has been talking with gay soldiers in the Ukraine? By the way, does that sound realistic at all? I seriously doubt it. Maybe this person is some kind of gay Chad and they're sitting around, you know, and somebody on the other side is claiming to be a gay soldier from the Ukraine. But the idea that this person going around talking with gay soldiers in the Ukraine. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Wallace went on to suggest that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky should personally welcome the I'm just trying to think of what that would look like. The delivery of such donations, stating it would be, quote, very significant and a global moment of arms reaching. reaching out. I agree with this. I totally like to see Zelensky standing up there holding up like the ceremonial dildo with a big bottle of KY jelly to thank you. Thank you to our Western partners for this huge level of support. We're making even more progress. The government in Kiev has played up the LGBT angle in order to get more support from the U.S. and its allies, who have already committed more than $100 billion in military and financial aid to Ukraine since February of 22. Meanwhile, the people in Hawaii, last I've heard, got $700, and we just can't afford it. Because our own version of the Tories here in the U.S., the Republicans, you know, all of a sudden they're worried about how much we're going to actually spend. But more money to Ukraine. We can send them weapons, ammunition, dildos, and lube. Meanwhile, everybody else can't afford to eat. Meanwhile, everybody else can't afford to pay their damn electric bill. In March, a small parliamentary party allied with Zelensky proposed legalizing same-sex unions, civil unions, citing the needs of LGBT soldiers fighting against Russia. The same party later proposed lifting a ban against producing pornography, saying it would result in more tax revenue for Kiev. We did a show on this here just recently. I did a show on this on the Daily Nationalist. You never notice all of this is going, it always goes in the same direction. I always discourage people from looking at conflicts, you know, in simplistic good guy versus bad guy, you know, Hollywood terms. Yet with that having been said, but you look at this, there's conflict between the East and the West as it's playing out in a microcosm in the Ukraine. But if you do have to frame it as good guys versus bad guys, I mean, come on. You have what amounts to the anal empire on one side. And I only say that, like, really, you laugh at the term, but I mean, everything seems to come back to this, doesn't it? Everything seems to be centered around that. This is the progress where we got to appeal to the U.S. so we keep getting more weapons. So, yeah, let's talk about how we're for more gay anal. We're going to provide every soldier with, you know, some C rations or whatever they call them, MREs now. We're going to have MRE. You're going to have, you know, two magazines of ammunition, an American-supplied gun, and your own packet, your own care package of your own dildo cleaning equipment, whatever the hell that is. Here's your new cleaning equipment, soldier. Wow, good, my rifle was getting dirty. That ain't what it's for. And really, what is this cleaning equipment? I just keep thinking about, you know, because of those of you who own guns, you know, you got your cleaning equipment for your rifle, and then you know, you got this, like, this brush on a pole so that you can clean out the barrel. I'm making the motion. You can't see it, but I'm making a motion. Sometimes I feel like I should be doing videos. I'm making this motion, cleaning the rifle. Is this cleaning? Or is this just for cleaning out, you know, the guy in you're in the foxhole waiting to die from Russian artillery landing on you? And you're like, you know, we're here. Hand me my cleaning equipment and just clean my asshole ass. We're not going to be vulgar. But really, what is this cleaning equipment? I, as curious as now I am as we've gone through the show, I'm still not going to look. Earlier this month, the Ukrainian military named as its English language spokesman, I thank you again, RT, for that, Sarah Ashton Carrillo, a transgender American former journalist. How would you like to, I gotta stop here for a minute. How would you like to be somebody snatched off the street in the Ukraine, forced into the military, told go fight Russia? In other words, go out there and be blowed up by Russian artillery for no reason. Meanwhile, here's your spokesperson back home, an American, transgender. This is what you're fighting for? I mean, how do they promote this to the Ukrainian people as we're the good guys here? We've shut down the Orthodox Church. We're persecuting people in the Orthodox Church. We've shut down all opposition media, all opposition political parties, and we're promoting every form of homosexuality, transgenderism, pornography. We're going to do all of this other stuff, but we're the good guys.
How do you sell that?
Ashton Carrillo quickly drew media attention by dehumanizing Russians and bullying CNN into changing one of their stories to say Western foreign fighters instead of mercenaries, as written originally. Because, of course, we can't use truthful terms. Nothing screams, we're the good guys on the side of truth, like making sure that you don't use truthful terms. Wallace is considered the only openly trans member of Parliament. And, you know, again, look at this picture. This dude ain't even trying. You know, I'm sorry. This person ain't even trying. After declaring, I'm trans, or to be more accurate, I want to be, in March 2022, shortly after getting fined for a hit and run traffic. For a hit and run traffic violation. Well, I'm sorry, but I go out and live and look at this guy's pictures and say if you did a little digging, you'd find a hell of a lot more than hit and run traffic violation going on. I'm just gonna say. This guy showed up and said, I'll babysit your young children, but I don't believe you will. Anyway. There we have more madness as we barrel towards more destruction, as things continue to get worse for regular people, as we barrel ever closer to armed and possibly nuclear conflict. Take a long, hard look. These are the politicians allegedly making these decisions. These are the conservatives. Thank goodness we don't have those crazy liberals in charge of things. Madness. More and more madness. Oh, I did a story here about the Liberal Party, the Liberal Democrats in the UK. And their big number one worry is female hygiene products for everybody, including trans people. It's not hard to say that those who God would destroy. I use the singular term because obviously I don't believe in multiple gods. But those who the Lord would destroy first, he drives them, he brings them to madness. We're seeing the truth in that saying, and we're seeing it all play out. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you've had a chance, and maybe you'll get a chance this weekend to catch up on all our great content here on Radio Albion. I thank you for all your continued support, both for Dr. Johnson, myself, as well, obviously, as for Sven Longshanks, who continues to be incarcerated. Look, sometimes the only way you keep your sanity yourself is just laugh at how absurd all of this is. Take comfort in the fact that this idiocy, this madness cannot go on. It cannot continue to go on forever. After all, the abyss at some point is going to have a bottom. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you'll catch us next week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.